I was reading you the chronological timeline from the History Channel, and the last thing that we had mentioned was 9:03 p.m., Flight 175 crashed into the South Tower. Hijackers crashed United Airlines Flight 175 into floors 77 to 85 of the World Trade Center South Tower, killing everyone on board and hundreds inside the building. 9:05 a.m., White House Chief of Staff Andrew Card alerts President Bush that a second plane has hit the World Trade Center. 9:08 a.m., the FAA bans all takeoffs of flights to New York City or through airspace around the city. 9:21 a.m., the Port Authority closes all bridges and tunnels in New York City. 9:31 a.m., speaking from Florida, President Bush calls the events in New York City an apparent terrorist attack on our country. 9:37 a.m., hijackers aboard Flight 77 crash the plane into the western facade of the Pentagon near Washington, D.C., killing 59 passengers and crew and 125 military and civilian personnel inside the building. 9:42 a.m., for the first time in history, the FAA grounds all flights over or bound for the continental United States. Over the next 2.5 hours, some 3,300 commercial flights and 1,200 private planes are guided to land at airports in Canada and the United States. 9:45 a.m., amid escalating rumors of other attacks, the White House and U.S. Capitol building are evacuated, along with numerous other high-profile buildings, landmarks, and public spaces. 9:59 a.m., the South Tower of the World Trade Center collapses. Ten:03 a.m. After passengers and crew members aboard the hijacked Flight 93 contact friends and family and learn about the attacks in New York and Washington, they mount an attempt to retake the plane. In response, hijackers deliberately crash the plane into a field in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, killing all 40 passengers and crew aboard. There is a name recognition board monument to all of those of Flight 93 that is in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. For many family members, it's still too difficult to go and see that monument that lists their loved ones. Some were there today, but for many, it's just still too difficult. 25 years later, still too difficult. The people aboard Flight 93 were truly heroic. That plane, they believe, was bound for the White House and would have killed many, many more. But the people of Flight 93 said, no more. You're not killing anybody else. We're willing to surrender our lives to kill you and prevent you from doing any more harm. And those people should live forever in our memory. At 10:28 a.m., the World Trade Center's North Tower collapsed 102 minutes after being struck by Flight 11. And that's much of the timeline. Of what is probably the worst day in our history. By the way, on May 2nd, 2011, Osama bin Laden is killed by U.S. Navy SEALs in Pakistan. September 12, 2011, the World Trade Center Memorial opens to the public following a dedication ceremony for victims' families on the 10th anniversary of the attack. Never forget. Educate the children. Tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. Tell them about the fact that Islamic terrorists attacked this country and killed American citizens on U.S. soil. Tell them about the fact that Islamic terrorists took down the very symbols of America. Tell them about the heroes. Tell them the truth. Educate young people as to the truth. And parents, if they're not going to do it in schools, then you've got to do it. We can only do our little part here. But as long as I'm doing this, we will never forget this day. Never. Never. Jack and Easley. Jack, how are you, Jack?
I'm good, Walt. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you, Jack. Thank you.
Yeah, perfect. What you just got done mentioning was the exact reason I called, and what I'm about to say is not to toot my own horn like I'm anything. I just was wanting to, I'm actually going to piggyback off of what you just said. So I'm a fifth grade teacher, and I'm only 24. So I was born 3 months after 9/11.
After 9/11, right.
So I was not, and even if I was alive, I would have been very young, so I would not have a great memory of it. Now, I've done my research. I listen to your show. Your show is a great educational resource for myself every year. And I've obviously done my research. I'm a fifth grade teacher. I teach 66 fifth graders. And today, we did not do anything that was on our lesson plans. We took 1 hour in each class and some at the end of the day. And the entire day, we learned about what happened. We learned about how many people died. And specifically, we learned about the heroes. That was the over 400 first responders that died. We learned about the man in the red bandana, and we learned about specifically Todd Beamer and that last flight. And some of these kids had, they knew what it was, but they had no clue the destruction and the tragedy that this was to our country. And when I tell you, the younger generation is hungry for this knowledge, and they need this, especially in the year 2026, our younger generation needs this. So not every school may do it, not every district, every teacher. You know, I know some kids are too young, but fifth grade and older, they're old enough to understand what this is, and they loved it. They were glued to what I was saying in all the videos and all the things we watched. So
that is awesome, Jack.
Brag on me.
No, you should. Well, that's you. You're exactly the type of person we need, Jack. We need more Jacks. So you 100% should. Congratulations and thank you, Jack. Thanks for what you're doing.
I just wanted to You said it perfectly. I just wanted to let people know that my another fifth grade teacher, he served in the Army for 25 years. So
that's awesome.
You know, he's another great resource to learn about this. And I was talking to him, like saying a lot of these kids, you know, they just didn't understand, like, their faces, and they weren't crying. It wasn't too much. We didn't, you know, I didn't show them the phone calls,
right.
But I mean, we talked about it, and they just didn't understand. And he was like, that's kind of what's happening now is we say never forget, but some of us are starting to forget. And if we don't tell the next people, then it will be forgotten. So it needs to be passed down. But I love the show, and I love the show every day, but this day is the very best, Walt, and
thank
I appreciate
you,
it.
Jack. We appreciate you. And by the way, other people are writing in thanking you right now. Other people are writing in thanking you right this second. Again, people keep thanking me. I appreciate that, but it has nothing to do with me. I mean, but we have people thanking you right now, Jack, as well. And that matters. Another text to Ramona, and now I saw it and I can't find it. But another texter said that they use the show for that purpose as well. And we appreciate that. If we can help in any way, I don't know. I know it's here. I just freaking saw it and I can't see it now. Maybe I'll try and find it during the break. John said, thank you for this, Walt. Thank you. We appreciate that. We appreciate that. Tex said, I was working at a private flying community golf course in Daytona Beach. It was a community that normally had a few stunt planes, small prop planes, and small jets, nothing big at all. but they were able to land and actually park their planes into the hangars connected to their houses. We were mowing grass and started noticing an unusual amount of planes landing at the runway, bigger planes than we normally were used to seeing at all, so we knew something was going on out of the ordinary. We all decided to go into the shop to see what was happening and to be able to see on TV what was going on. We decided to go home and be with our families, so we all left work. I lived up near Daytona International Speedway, which is a stone's throw from Emory Real Aviation School that four of the six hijackers had actually been taught to fly in. As the day progressed, we started noticing the blacked-out vehicles becoming very present on campus, and before nightfall, the entire campus was swamped with FBI and other agencies, and that's when myself and my family realized we had been living and going through everyday life with these horrible people, and it absolutely terrified us that we spent a week contemplating on what to do and decided to move to North Carolina for a fresh start. How about that? How about that? I mean, the realization that they had been living with these terrorists, with these people, and it made such an impact. It all made such an impact that they just couldn't stay there anymore. That's an amazing story. That's an amazing story. Dexter said, "This is the crap going on in Virginia schools." Yeah, I think he sent me something. Yeah, the Fairfax County Public Schools 6-page guide tells teachers to focus on victims and those who helped others, not those who attacked the United States. It was more. It's even more than that. They were given instructions basically to ignore the American side of it. Is the bottom line in it. And Fairfax is known as the biggest Looney Tune area of the country, and they're continuing along that path. Those kids need to be told the truth. Maybe taken out of those schools, to be honest. Maybe all those kids need to be homeschooled. You've got to get kids away from that type of indoctrination. It's just absolute insanity. Fairfax should be ashamed of themselves. And this is new. This county is the same crap over and over and over again. They have done some of the most vile stuff being done anywhere in America is being done in Fairfax County, Virginia school systems. Just absolutely pathetic. And to suggest, to create an agenda that is basically anti-American in nature on this day, are you effing kidding me? I need to take a break.
The sports world never stops spinning. We bring order to the athletic calendar.
From sunup to sundown,
we've got you covered with the most up-to-date sports talk on the airwaves.
105.5, 97.5, The Roar.
Your upstate sports authority.
Loud, loyal, and locked in. The home for Clemson sports fans.
No one ever wants to deal with roof trouble, but when it happens...
It's been long debated. I don't know what the ultimate answer to that is. I'm not sure we'll ever really know with any degree of certainty. Regardless, the intent was to kill more people. And Todd Beamer and the other heroes aboard Flight 93, learning of what their ultimate fate was, said, "No, you're not writing our final chapter. We'll write it. We're going to stop this." In one of the most heroic efforts in the history of this country. Those are not people who were military people. Those are not people who signed up to protect this country. Those were regular, normal people aboard a flight, realizing what their ultimate fate was, and Americans aboard Flight 93 said, "Nope, that is not happening today." My friends at College Sports Only, Ramona, put up a photo of Todd Beamer. Alongside the photo of Todd Beamer is the photo of Todd Beamer's daughter. She was born 4 months after 9/11. Todd Beamer's wife was pregnant. at the time he made his now famous Let's Roll. Demand, comment, order. His wife was pregnant. His daughter was born 4 months later. Morgan Beamer. Morgan Beamer went on to play college soccer at Wheaton College, alma mater of Todd Beamer. How about that, Ramona? And I'm going to retweet this. I want you to look at the picture, Ramona, of Todd Beamer next to his daughter, Morgan. And you know what? You would not need a single word from me or anybody else. You wouldn't need any words associated with this. You would just need to look at this photo and you would know that is Todd Beamer's daughter. Because I'm not sure I've ever seen a daughter look closer to his father, to her father. From the smile, to the features, to the eyes, to the life. I just reposted this, Ramona. I want you to look at that photo. Tell me that you don't see dad in her. I mean, it's...
Oh, wow.
It's sort
of... You're absolutely right.
An amazing likeness, is it not?
Yes.
Just two wonderful people. Two beautiful people. Two amazing people. And how about the fact that she goes on to play college soccer at Todd's alma mater? I mean, just absolutely incredible. And so I've reposted that on my Twitter feed. As I said, I mean, if you can't tell that's Todd Beamer's daughter and vice versa, then you got to be blind because, again, just amazing. And obviously she was too young to know what had happened to her dad, but you know this for certain. You know that she grew up at some point to understand it, to learn about her dad, and to understand what a hero he was. And then she goes on to honor him by not only playing college soccer, but playing it at his alma mater. How about that? I mean, just truly, truly amazing. All right. I'm going to take a break in a minute. And when we get back, we've got to cover some football. We've got some business to do. We've got to do all these things. I would encourage you. I mean, I know the text line is just out of sight. There's no way I can keep up with it. But you can get in the phone lines if you want to tell your story. If you want to mix sports and your experiences of 9/11 today, we welcome that. We're going to try and do that moving forward because I have things I absolutely have to do on this day as part of my job. And we will we'll endeavor to do both as we always do on this day. So we'll do that moving forward. But as we go to break, Ramona, here, I am once again going to let people who are just joining hear the piece that we put together 20 years ago, whenever it was, in response to 9/11. And we'll let you hear that now.
You have 44 unheard messages. First message.
Mark, this is your mom. The news is that it's been hijacked by terrorists. They are planning to probably use the plane as a target to hit some site on the ground if you possibly can. Try to overpower these guys if you can, because they'll probably use the plane as a target. So I would say go ahead and do everything you can to overpower them, because they're hell-bent. Okay, I love you, sweetie.
Hey, Mark, Amanda, where are you? Call me, please. Bye.
I'm a little freaked out watching all this stuff.
Worried about you, so I just want to know where you are.
There's one flight that they say is headed toward San Francisco. It might be yours, so if you can, group some people and perhaps do the best you can to get control of it. I love you, sweetie. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Planes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
That's incredible.
In an apparent terrorist attack on our
country.
Oh, my
God. The next building
is another one.
Oh, my God.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be that we're all okay.
The entire building has just collapsed. It's folded down on itself, and it is not there anymore.
The whole side has collapsed?
The whole building has collapsed.
Not to worry, because worry is wasteful and useless.
They have shut down all aircraft takeoffs.
There's obviously massive casualties.
And another apparent explosion at the Pentagon in Washington.
We thought it was debris, and we realized it was people jumping.
Gather myself around.
Well, this is a horrible attack.
Lights the darkness most fear.
Flames engulfing what's left of the World Trade Center.
My hand, the small I know.
Among the emergency workers, I can hear them screaming. The police called for help.
They're not yours, they are my own, and I never broken.
A free American people will not be intimidated.
Our resolve has not been weakened.
Nor will we be defeated.
By these horrific and cowardly acts.
And justice will be done.
I will pray.
Really don't know. In this madness will be. But I do know that God is speaking.
My hand is small, I know.
I have to believe that in my heart.
They are my own.
And I have to know that God will use even this tragedy to shake up the world.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. Make no mistake. We will show the world that we will pass this test.
Let y'all know that I love you very, very much. In case I don't see you again, that the plane has been taken over by hijackers.
Tuesday, 9:47 a.m.
Hi, baby. Baby, you have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I'm on the plane. I'm calling from the plane. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. And I'm so sorry, babe. I don't know what to say. There's three guys. They've hijacked the plane. I'm trying to be calm. We're turned around, and I've heard that there's planes that's been flown into the World Trade Center. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you. Bye.
End of message.
All your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
What's going on, everybody? Sam Jones here. The Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingalls is back in action this week as the high school football season roars into week four here in the upstate. As always, join Grayson Mann and me live as we break down all the action before, during, and after the game on Friday nights. Pre-game coverage begins at 7 p.m. with kickoff at 7:30 p.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
We make traffic a little more tolerable. The Upstate Sports Leader.
He's 24, I'm 42. I just wanted to text in and say what an awesome thing he's doing, and just the way he sounded on the phone restores my faith in the younger generation, and Jack is a stellar young man. I must have 8-10 text messages on Jack. Jack wasn't patting himself on the back. He's doing God's work. He's doing the righteous things. And, you know, he's not alone. Other teachers as well, Caroline, others, I know are helping to educate the people, the kids of South Carolina in the right way. I don't know about everywhere else. I don't know about Fairfax County, Virginia, but I know about this state. I know about this state, at least. I'm relatively confident about that. Yeah, absolutely, Jack. It's an amazing thing. So you got a young man there, Ramona, who wasn't alive at 9/11. He was born X number of months after 9/11, but he grew up understanding what that meant.
He was taught the right stuff.
Right, and as a teacher, he in turn is paying it forward and teaching people the right stuff. So absolutely. Texas is great stuff today, Walt and Ramon. I'm glad to listen to a radio show with two American patriots. Thank you. We appreciate that. We appreciate all the kind words, but it really has nothing to do with me. Any of you would be doing the same thing if you were sitting in my chair. Texas said, damn it, Walt, I'm trying to drive. This is killing me. Love it, brother. Great compilation. Yeah, you can't. I'm sorry. You can't listen to that without your eyes tearing up. And if they don't, then there's something wrong with you. You know, and the thing is, it doesn't matter. It's like Jason Columbia wrote earlier. It doesn't matter how many times you hear that. These are the haunting voice of the past. These are people in many of those cases who were saying goodbye to their loved ones, knowing that they would never see them again. Air Force Darren and Garnet and Gold. Air Force Darren, how are you? Air Force Darren, good to have you. And thank you for your service.
Hey, Walt. Hey, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so, you know, I haven't heard those voicemails before, but I've seen a lot of videos about what happened and detailed stuff, but that absolutely tore me up.
Yes.
And
we put that together about 20 years ago, and every year, people know we're going to play it probably three times during the show. And every year, yeah, the reaction is the same. It doesn't matter how many times you hear it. If you're breathing oxygen and you have red blood in you, then that gets to your heart.
Absolutely, and you know, it's hard to find any words to say, but I guess it just. It made me think about my 31-year-old son who refuses to talk to me and have a relationship with me. Mm-hmm. And I have a 7-year-old grandson that I 8 years old that I haven't seen in 7 years, and that makes it even worse. You know, life is so short. It's just a vapor and then we're gone.
Yeah.
And
today is a good day to fix that, Darren. Whatever it takes, it's a good day to fix that. It's as,
yeah,
you said,
and
you just you never know. I've experienced some unexpected tragedy in my life, just shocking tragedy in my life, and you don't always get another day or another chance.
No, you don't. You're not promised tomorrow. And so I work in the healthcare field and physical therapy. I help mostly older people. And I've grown to love these people so much. A lot of them don't even have anybody to talk to. Their,
yeah,
family just disowns them when they get older.
Yeah.
Some of them, and the Lord's really worked on my heart with this over the years. And they are the kindest, loving people. And I just want to be good to them and treat treat people the way I want to be treated, you know, just love and be kind. And that's what I want to encourage people. Reach out to your family. Tell them how much you love them and how much you appreciate who they are and what they're doing. There's a lot of hurting people out there, and I just want to encourage people to truly show their love to each other and even to strangers. Just be kind to someone. Pay for their groceries, or especially someone older who looks like they may be in need, you know?
Yeah.
All this is just coming to mind as I'm speaking to you. But I do want to say that I thank you for what you're doing today.
Thank you.
I think you're great at what you do, and I know you're not looking for anything today, but I really appreciate you remembering this, because we need to remember.
Thanks,
we need
Darren.
To reset and remember what's going on in the world, and there is some good out there.
So thank you. Thank you, Darren. I appreciate that very
thank
much.
Thank you, Walt.
Yep, you have a good day. Other people are asking us to play the clip again. We will. Terry said, Walt, I love your show even more on this day. Thanks for always remembering. We appreciate the kind words. And the messages just keep coming. And again, thank you. But this is, you know, like I said, any of you were in my position, you'd be doing the exact same thing. We are all like-minded on this. It's the pain that never ends. Garnet and Gold, good to have you, Garnet and Gold, as always.
Yeah, thank you. This is tough. I'm trying to hold it together the best I can. Yeah. I appreciate, you know, you doing this. It's like the Tiger for Tata's thing we talked last year about my family members that had it and all. But I remember I had worked third shift and gotten off work, and the girl I was dating had left that morning to go to work, and I don't know what it was, maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock, I got a call, and she said, I think that the U.S. is being attacked. And I'm like, what are you talking about? The U.S. is being attacked. She's like, no, that's something's going on, and I don't understand. So I got up and cut the TV on, and yeah, pretty much spent the whole day watching everything I could, and had to get to work that night, but I didn't care. You know, I mean, I just wanted to figure out what the heck was happening.
Yeah, by the way, Garnet and Gold, that's another thing that we didn't know. If you were with it from the start, we didn't know. We knew that first plane had hit the tower, but we hoped, thought that it was just some sort of terrible accident. That's what we hoped.
Right.
And then the second plane hit the other tower, and we knew then that we were under attack.
Yeah. And then after that, with the that courageous group that
Flight 93
took the initiative to crash the plane into the field, you know, that was supposedly going for the White House, you know, and even with the Pentagon and all. I've done a lot of watching of videos and listening, and a lot of the phone calls that are coming out now that are right as the towers are collapsing are just, oh my gosh, it's just, I can't fathom somebody being on a phone call and then boom, the tower collapsed and you know what their fate was. But my grandson, he's 9, and I had tried to teach him about stuff that's happened in history when I was younger, you know, the shuttle exploding and all that. But we watch, you know, I don't want to put him too deep into it because he's only 9.
Oh, yeah.
And don't want to, you know, but, you know, watching some of the stuff with him, and I travel for work, as you know, a lot of times I'm out of town when I call you. And I fly a lot, and he's like, Pops, do you think it'll happen again? And I said, we have better measures now than we did back then, but I hope not. And yeah, he always worries when I get on a plane, you know. And
well, and you know what? From the mouths of babes, because quite honestly, I was thinking about this very thing as I was driving in here today. I was thinking about in the wake of 9/11, do you remember the security at airports? It was just intense, even in terms of parking vehicles and staying with vehicles and all this stuff. It was intense security at airports. That is not true anymore. We have once again, we have moved away from that, and I understand maybe you can't be quite as aggressive or intense as it was in the wake of 9/11, but I have a feeling that we're slacking off in that area again.
And we are, and I'm on the plane at least once every 2 or 3 weeks, and I've seen it over, you know, years. You know, when it first happened, you basically had to strip down completely to even get through security. When back before that, you could go through with people that were flying and sit in the terminals with them and watch them take off beforehand. But, you know, I've assured him, I'm like, and I've told him too, I'm like, you know, doesn't matter at that time, didn't matter what side of the political spectrum you were
That's
on.
That's right. We're all Americans.
And even now, we're all Americans. We're all Americans. And I feel like I don't care if somebody looked like George W. or not.
Go ahead and go. I got to go. I got to go. I'm sorry. I'm at the top of the hour. I appreciate you, man.
No. WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar. Football season is in full swing, and the best place to catch every rivalry and every big shot is Twin Peaks. Every scratch made favorite.